This podcast is sponsored by Happy Warrior Kava. Be a happy warrior. Drink, relax, and enjoy the strong and smooth taste of the best-selling kava in the islands. Happy Warrior Kava. This podcast is sponsored by Happy Warrior Kava. Be a happy warrior. Drink, relax, and enjoy the strong and smooth taste of the best-selling kava in the islands. Happy Warrior Kava.
Special edition of HNN Overtime, the Hawaii News Now Sports Podcast. I am Kyle Chinen, joining you from the Digital Center, as always, with Davis Pittner. And we enjoyed it so much. Yes. We had to bring
him back. He's back again.
We had to bring him back.
I'm
Drew
back.
Davis.
I'm back,
first
everybody.
First alert, meteorologist.
This is a first alert right here.
It's a first alert sports day.
First alert sports day. It's a first alert a lot of things today, honestly. Yes. But
it's been quite the day, yeah.
We didn't want to take too much out of your time. We know you got to do the news, but you know, we didn't want to shake up your schedule.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Today,
Kyle. Well, it's already getting started. We're not even 30 seconds in.
Keeping up with the news,
there was an earthquake today, and so that explains, if you're watching on YouTube, why I'm in a suit and not in a Aloha shirt.
We have exactly 30 minutes.
We have a certain amount of time before Drew dissolves into the set, and we'll get back into that in a little bit. But yeah, it's a big game, I guess, coming up on Sunday.
Oh my gosh, it's the season finale of football.
Football, man.
This year,
the biggest
Super
game,
Bowl.
The biggest stage.
The biggest game, the biggest stage. That is, of course, where our other partner, Sienna, is. The three of us are very jealous that she gets to be in Vegas for this special week. Mm-hmm. She's already been sending videos and whatnot of meeting Patrick Mahomes.
That's cool. I'm super excited. I'm super stoked for her.
That was so
crazy.
Did
she get to meet Travis Kelce?
No. She texted me saying that the media swarm that surrounded Travis Kelce during Chiefs media availability was just too much. They couldn't get anywhere close to him with the amount of media that was there to talk to him. So she had to settle for Patrick Mahomes,
That's settling for sure.
Which is so crazy. Like, I wonder if it just deals. I mean, I'm going to start off right with it. Taylor Swift. Like, is it because of Taylor Swift? Is that why everyone's going surrounding Travis? Like,
it's got to be.
Wouldn't it be usually the quarterback that, you know, everyone kind of goes around Patrick?
You guys remember what I said when I came?
Yeah, there it is.
All roads lead back to Taylor Swift. I'm excited to see what happens and how many times she's on the screen on Sunday.
I know
people are betting on that. Like, how many times she's going to show up over under.
And then there's
I can see that as a drinking game.
That's a great drinking game. And then the bet where whether or not Travis is going to propose at the end of the game win.
I don't think that's going to happen.
I don't think so either. No. It's a little far-fetched.
People are like, he gives her the Super Bowl ring.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Do they get the Super Bowl ring like that day?
No, they don't.
They get it later.
That's what Taylor Swift fans are hoping for. I'm like, all right, you guys clearly have not seen football.
The Swifties are learning, okay? They're trying to figure this out. They're learning about football.
It's their new experience.
It is their first season.
It's their first season.
I love seeing the memes where it's just like, I've been a fan of, like, no offense, I've been a fan of the Dallas Cowboys my entire life. The Swifties just got into football this season, and their team's already in the Super Bowl.
Okay, so I have a theory with this.
Okay.
I've told Davis about this. I feel like I'm starting to buy into the script a little bit.
That's right.
I know I talked about it last time, but I feel like if I was Roger Goodell and I was making this script for NFL, bringing in all these new fans, bringing in the Swifties to the NFL community, give them the taste of greatness. Get them all the way to the Super Bowl and rip it away at the last second. You're hooked. You're hooked. You're going to stay. Taylor, even if Taylor leaves Travis, you know, I feel like you might still be a fan of the team, fan of the game. So you're going to want your team to continue.
I kind of like that theory. You know,
I like it too.
But, I mean, the NFL scriptwriters just does not like any of our teams because none of our teams are in the big game.
Oh, yeah.
No.
No Dallas Cowboys, no Seattle Seahawks, and no Los Angeles Rams. But at least you guys made the playoffs.
Yeah. Rip Seahawks. I mean, we'll have to wait and see. I mean,
new head coach. Pete. I don't personally don't think Geno is our answer anymore. One comeback player of the year 2 years ago, good for him. Love Geno, but we need new blood, and that's kind of the direction they're going in. But let's not talk about the has-beens. Yeah. Let's talk about the right nows, and that is these two quarterbacks in Patrick Mahomes and Brock Purdy. And I'm going to go off a little stat sheet here, graciously provided for us.
The stats.
You know, Brock Purdy is pretty good. You know, 308 completions on 444 attempts for 4,280 yards, 31 touchdowns, and he's also rushed for 144 yards. And on the opposite end, we have our boy, the one and only Patty Mahomes. Love him or hate him, you still watch. 401 completions on 597 attempts for 4,183 yards, 27 touchdowns, and 389 rushing yards. So if you look at the comparison here, Brock Purdy has slinged it a little bit more than Patrick Mahomes did this season.
I think a big difference, too, looking at all these. And, I mean, Fantasy Pros, I don't know if you guys go on it. That's where I look at a lot of matchups for my fantasy team. Mm-hmm. You can put, like, two players side by side. And so I was looking at the matchup between Purdy and also Mahomes, and they actually had Purdy higher than Mahomes, which was a little surprising. Looking at these stats, though, one of the biggest things I think is just the rushing yards. I mean, obviously, Mahomes is known for being a dual threat quarterback that's able to move, and it kind of proves that on the stat sheet, 389 rushing yards. So, I mean, it's going to be interesting. I think the Niners defense, they're going to have to be able to control Mahomes if they're going to win this game.
I mean, yeah, exactly. The thing is, too, is like with Mahomes, he doesn't need to use his legs, but when he has to, he will. And with, like, just kind of the way the season and his offensive weapons have been this year, he's needed to use it a lot more. But I don't know, man. Whenever they go into the postseason, they just turn something on that, like,
I don't know what it is. I picked the Chiefs going all the way back when we did our, like, station-wide, like, brackets.
Mm-hmm.
I had Chiefs-Cowboys, but that didn't end up happening.
Highly optimistic bracket. Highly optimistic,
but realistic, too, because the Chiefs, like, I feel like they do just turn something on. And Mahomes, I don't feel like Purdy's got the rushing ability like Mahomes does, you know. But I don't know. Well, who do you guys think is going to win? Have we already done that, or is that later in the show?
We'll get your pick, but we made our picks before Santa left for Vegas, and I went with the Chiefs. I just can't see a world where you put Patrick Mahomes in a Super Bowl and he doesn't perform. Maybe the last, or when they played the Bucks, they didn't really perform in that Super Bowl. But, you know, you get him in a Super Bowl, and I feel like this season in particular, they have the most to prove as far as, like, the naysayers and obviously the Swiftie haters and, like, all that. You know, they really want to shut all that down and win another title and go back-to-back. So that's something I think you can't ignore. So that's why I took the Chiefs. Sienna took the Chiefs. She's a diehard fan. But similar reasoning. And Davis?
I mean, I had to go with the Niners because I didn't want, you know, three Chiefs, you know, picks in the room. And then also, I mean, I was going for the Niners. My dad is from the Bay, and so he's always been a Niners fan. So out of these two teams, I'm like, all right, might as well support the team that my dad's going for. And also, I mean, I like the Niners, California team, as a inner Californian myself. And I don't know. It's tough to say. Part of me, like, I want the Niners to win, but then there's that other part, too, where you're kind of nervous, like, you know, they've done this before. Mahomes has done this before. Mm-hmm. Kelsey, I mean, for some reason, something just triggers them to play at a whole other level when they reach this time of the year. So I don't know. I think the Niners are going to put up a fight. I think they have the offensive weapons. I mean, you have Debo, you have
Christian McCaffrey,
Kittle.
Yeah.
You got a lot of guys on that team that are good. It's just the big question, can they keep up with the momentum that Mahomes mm-hmm. is going to be creating?
Right.
I think I'm – so your pick is the 49ers?
My pick is the Niners.
Okay.
Yeah, my
Davis,
pick's the Niners.
What? I'm right there with you. I'm
yes.
I think all that right. kind of ties in
– thank you.
It ties into my theory a little bit, but I don't know if I'm just picking off of believing in the script. But
believing in the script, yeah.
I just, in all good conscience as a Seattle Seahawks fan, pick the 49ers after they after we have to see them twice a year in the NFC West. So I don't necessarily like the Niners. Sorry, Niners fan. I know there's a lot of y'all out there, but I will never support you guys in a Super Bowl.
Dang.
Because you guys are in there, the Seattle Seahawks are not. So that's so just about
enough.
It.
Fair enough point.
I just have to point that out. But
yeah.
A lot of red in this Super Bowl. So
it's a lot of red.
We went over the uniforms. So these are the uniforms that they're going to go with this year. Home reds for the Chiefs and away whites for the Niners.
Hasn't the like team that's worn the like white
the away
white
team
jersey,
yeah. has
the
won team. Historically has been the victor.
Yeah,
in a lot
that's
of
why
senses.
I'm slightly optimistic about
yeah.
it.
Yeah, I wish they wore the throwbacks. So I love those 49er throwbacks. I will say,
yeah,
those are sick. And speaking of red, there's a local team that also
oh,
wears
nice
red.
Nice transition, Kyle.
Perfect
thank
transition.
You.
Wow.
Oh, yes. I'm talking about the Lahaina Luna. Luna's the football team that was able to play this season. I followed these guys extensively since the tragic fires in Lahaina back in August, and they got a standing ovation. They were they're in Vegas all week. They were at the NFL Honors the other night, and they got a standing ovation from the crowd. There you see coaches Dean Ricard, Coach Tejada, the AD, and a bunch of players that made the trip out there. And you know, for the NFL to do this, they just aired that special on from NFL Films the other month, and that was super cool to see. It was kind of crazy because those NFL Film guys were there when I was there filming my coverage of
for
the station. And I remember like seeing this gigantic camera set up, and I was like, who y'all with? You're not from, like, not to sound rude,
yeah.
but, like, you guys aren't, this isn't our usual setup. And they're like, oh, yeah, we're the NFL Films. I'm like, oh.
Once you start seeing the fancy cameras,
yeah.
that's how you know it's a big
when they have, like, different,
company.
When they don't have to adjust the tripod legs yourself to get different angles and they just have different tripods for different heights, that's when I was like, oh, you guys are different than me.
Yeah.
And I'm over there with my single camera, one man banding it, and there's like five guys, but turned out great. And they're also going to stick around for the game. They're going to be at the Super Bowl. They're going to be honorary captains for the coin toss. So catch that on KGMB during, right before kickoff of the Super Bowl. So that's going to be super cool. And what a great opportunity for these kids and the coaches.
What a special moment. I mean, you keep going through all the stories and everything that happened over there and the tragedy that all of them faced. And, you know, this is such a special moment. What a great thing for the NFL to do for these mm-hmm. for these guys who lost everything. I mean, this is something that, you know, I'm sure they need and something all of Maui needs, too. It's something that will hopefully, you know, help the healing. I mean, it's just overall what a great thing to have happen for these guys. And such a big moment.
I think it's especially powerful seeing everybody give a standing ovation.
Right.
Yeah.
This video that's been playing with them standing up has been awesome. Like seeing all the players. Like,
mm-hmm.
Just,
mm-hmm.
like it's just a cool moment for the team, you know.
Absolutely. And I mean, they you want to talk about successful, though. They had like they didn't start till maybe a month before their first game. You know, all these hurdles and obstacles. They went 5-0 on Maui, and their only loss of the season was in the state tournament in the opening rounds. Mm-hmm. And they barely, you know, they just lost to Kapa'a. So, I mean, what a great I'm losing my voice a little bit, but what a great season for the Lunas, and I can't wait to cover them next season, and I can't wait. Hopefully I get to go over there and talk to them again, because I love all the coaches. The coaches and the players are all super awesome, and hanging out with them. They're the greatest. So shout out to you guys and be
big
on the
shout
lookout.
Out. It's gonna be cool to see it during the game.
1:30 KGMB on our station, guys.
Should be good. You and I will be here. Wait, Drew, are you here too?
No, I'm off Sunday.
Oh, you're off
you
Sunday.
Just come over.
I think
and
you should
hang.
Just come and
you
hang
know,
out
I,
with Kyle.
Maybe I will.
Come hang. Yeah.
Bring
the fam.
Spend your off time to come back here at work.
Yeah.
My girlfriend and I were just kind of chilling. We're making queso and just watching the game. You know, it's just.
You can have queso here.
We're doing a potluck.
Yeah.
All the Sunday warriors that are coming into work.
But I'll be lucky with my pot of queso on my couch.
That's true.
That didn't land like I wanted it to. I thought you guys were going to be like, oh my gosh, that's so creative.
That is a good one.
That's pretty good.
I like it.
I can dig it.
Lucky. Drew's only been on the show twice, so like
I know.
And I can't, not everybody has the great transition skill like Kyle. You know,
Davis is the king.
I only have it occasionally. Kyle is the real one who, is always good.
No. Not today. I'm being fueled by coffee, in the afternoon. I won't put a timestamp on this recording, but it's afternoon time.
I think it's always a sure bet that you're gonna be. Always getting it right. And talking about bets, we got to talk about Super Bowl betting. And it's in Vegas. You already know in Vegas, gambling is crazy. And with the Super Bowl over there, it's just getting crazier. Bettors are predicted to risk an estimated $23.1 billion this year, which is projected to be 35% higher than
Good
previously.
Lord.
The previous record was $16 billion. Sports betting is legal in 38 states plus Washington, D.C. So
you know what? It's not legal in Texas.
It's
really?
Not,
yeah.
Really?
Huh.
I didn't know that.
I knew it wasn't legal here in Hawaii.
Yeah.
So that's why a lot of people go to Vegas.
Yep.
They head over to the Ninth Island.
The Ninth Island. That's why it's that.
They go to that's a big thing too. I even when we went 2 years or wow wait 3 years ago
3 years
now,
ago yeah
3 years ago for our work trip to Vegas, sports books are like popping up at like almost every hotel. They have big screens and like the comfy chairs to do like just like that video right there that was shown. Like they can just chill, watch a game, and spend money. But I do want to say, please bet responsibly and
make good choices.
Have fun. But yes, gamble responsibly, especially if you're over on the Ninth Island.
I wish I was in Vegas. I've actually never been.
Really?
You've never been to Vegas?
No. I want to go. Go.
Let's just
do an overtime trip.
Yes.
Oh, H&N Overtime goes to Vegas a week after the Super Bowl.
Oh,
just to see what it's like.
Just to see the aftermath of
the aftermath of the Super Bowl.
I think we'll pitch that to management.
Yeah, I think we'll have to.
I think we'll circle back to that. But speaking of circles,
oh my
and
gosh,
spherical objects, I'm on one today. We have to talk about the Sphere in Las Vegas. Working in collaboration with the NFL, the Sphere will display content including a countdown clock leading up to kickoff on Sunday, a welcome visual that will serve as a beacon for the hundreds of thousands of people expected to descend on the Ninth Island, and key graphics highlighting the matchup between the Chiefs and the Niners. In celebration of Super Bowl history, the Sphere will also showcase all 57 Super Bowl rings. That's cool.
That's kind of crazy. Yeah.
I mean,
every single ring. I mean, just this shot alone. I just like what they did with the helmets. Like, look at that transition between the Niners to the Chiefs helmets. I think that in itself, I mean,
I think that's the thing I'm most excited to see in Vegas.
Is the Sphere.
That's what I'm saying. That's like... That's what I'm excited about too.
You know what's been? I really like the yellow face.
Yeah,
like the yellow face that pops up
face,
with the emoji
yeah.
face.
Yeah,
yeah. I saw a really funny post the other day. It was talking about like each different decade, like from the '70s, uh-huh. has like a like a cartoon character or something that's the color yellow.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And so like 70s, you've got Woodstock from like Charlie Brown, Snoopy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
80s, I can't remember the 80s, but the 90s is like Bart Simpson.
Uh-huh.
The 2000s is SpongeBob.
Uh-huh.
2010s is the Minions.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
2020s, I think it's the sphere.
The sphere.
The emoji face on the sphere.
Yes.
I could see that. I could see that.
Yeah.
I honestly, the one thing I am jealous of, and I know Davis is as well, is Steve and Casey got to hang out at the sphere the other day.
Oh, man.
During their coverage.
I saw that.
They were doing look lives in front of the sphere and just making it look so cool.
I've been jealous of everything that they're doing. Just this morning, Lynn Kawano texts me. She sends me a picture of Panera Bread. And she's like, we're having this every single day. I'm like, what the heck, Lynn? Like, why are you sending me that? Like, I love Panera Bread.
And you're sending that. Panera Bread.
Oh, my gosh.
Do we have them here?
We do not have Panera Bread.
Oh, my gosh. We don't have Panera Breads here.
We don't have Chipotle here either.
So let's break it down for you, Drew. Here's what Vegas has and what we don't have.
Okay.
We don't have Panera Bread. We don't have In-N-Out. We don't have Chipotle. We don't have Shake Shack. Another one that just opened in Las Vegas, I saw a story about it, Whataburger. I know, as a Texas boy.
I love Whataburger.
They just opened a Whataburger in Vegas.
Wow. I've never been to a Whataburger.
Me neither. I've been to Louisiana and Texas.
That was the first thing I did when I went home over Christmas, when I got to
Whataburger. You got to win a Whataburger.
My parents were like, you want to go to Whataburger? They were driving me home from the airport. I was like, of course. So
like, they're known for, like, patty melts, right? Like, not
patty
like,
melts, burgers, fries.
Okay.
It's just like Texas's version of In-N-Out.
In-N-Out,
but like it's not as good as In-N-Out. People like to claim.
Wow.
Like, oh my gosh, it's
a hot take right there.
It's like it's so much better. It's like no, it takes longer. The food's not as good. You know.
Interesting.
You know, you go to a Whataburger to hang out after the football game.
There you go.
That's fair enough. Yeah.
Okay. Another one we don't have. Well, technically we do, but it's on Maui. We don't have Sonic Drive-In.
Sure.
And, like, we only just got Raising Cane's and Chick-fil-A here. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Those are,
very new.
Very, very new.
New location for Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're slowly growing. I think there's, like, three now.
There's one in Ala Moana.
Yeah.
Britannia.
Yeah. And Kapolei?
I think Kapolei just opened.
I was about to say Kapolei just got one. But then Raising Cane's, I remember Raising Cane's wasn't here in Hawaii when I went to college, and then there was one in Omaha, Nebraska, that we would drive from our college town an hour and a half just to get Raising Cane's, because this was the newest thing to me.
Oh yeah,
I had never experienced the chicken fingers and cane sauce before in my life, and then I was like, wait, this is actually really good.
When I discovered it, they built one in high school. I was in ninth grade, and I was like world changing. I was like, I gotta go all the time, get the cane sauce. And it's like the lines
the
wrapped
sauce.
Around.
Yes.
And you're like,
I remember when the first ones here opened up. And then I remember my parents were like, oh, when you come back, we have to try this new place, Cane's. And I'm like, Mom, Dad, I'll drive in 2 hours round trip to go to get those chicken fingers. So it's funny because like the airport that all of us would like fly in and out of if we're leaving Iowa or the Midwest was in Omaha. So all of a sudden, everybody was so open to be like, hey, yeah, I'll take you to the airport. Like, don't worry, we got you. So then all of a sudden it went from the driver and whoever needed a ride to the airport. And then the backseat was full of just the boys.
The boys who wanted to go to Cane's.
So then either we left super early so the guy who needed to make his flight could come with us.
Yeah.
Or we drop him off and then we go to Cane's. So like it was a whole excursion. So Raising Cane's was a big part of my college life, and so
I'm glad it's here now. I'm glad it's here.
I'm so glad it's here.
Good.
How did we get on this?
I have no idea.
It doesn't matter. We're talking about food, talking about Super Bowl, talking about everything under the sun. And speaking of sun, suns are hot. You know what else is hot? Fire.
What
is
it, Kyle?
Fire. Fireballs. Fireball Whiskey releases a lipstick inspired by Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. Fireball Cinnamon Whiskey. Just released a lipstick inspired by the celebrity couple. I should have read this beforehand, folks. But it's a bright red color called Cinnamon Delight.
I don't know why I put this VO in there. I don't know
it's
why
all
I put
good.
This story.
I think it's
I saw Taylor Swift and I'm like, copy-paste.
It's a good segue to the Taylor Swift section. Where
that's
about
a valid
Taylor.
Point.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's like her iconic look, right? Is the red lipstick.
I think it is the bright red.
Yeah.
I think it is the bright red.
Everybody's been talking about this Taylor Swift girl. Who is she?
Oh, okay, true. That's, I mean, you could have played that the first time you were on.
Yeah.
But this is the second time, and people who have seen that episode already know. You're well-versed in the Swift.
Oh, am I well-versed?
Yeah. Well-versed
I
in
think
the
so.
Swiftie universe.
Do you think I'm a member of the Tortured Poets Department?
Oh.
That's what the album is called.
That's the new album, yeah.
The Tortured Poets Department. What? Also, I will say, not the coolest of moves to announce your new album when you're accepting a Grammy. Like, just say thank you. Congrats to the other nominees and move on. Shout out the Chiefs, like something like that. I don't know. Am I wrong?
It's a little weird. Yeah.
Like, I just don't.
Yeah, I mean,
don't,
you're right, but like, I don't want to say anything, and then we get like emails from Swifties.
From the Swifties.
From the Swifties.
Don't come for us. We are a pro Swiftie show.
Are we?
We are. I mean, think we've ran like
we've ran so many
like
Swiftie stories.
50 Taylor Swift
Swiftie
stories.
Yeah.
Yeah. 50. The one thing about Swifties. One thing about the Fireball whiskey thing, was that the shade sells for $13.87.
Oh.
In honor of their numbers.
Oh. See, that's crazy.
Do you think they're making a profit on it then?
I don't know how expensive.
Probably could sell it for $87.13.
That's
and
true.
People would still buy it.
That
I think
is very
would still
true.
Buy it. Yeah.
I don't know, because, I mean, none of us wear lipstick, so I don't know what the going rate for lipstick is.
You're right. That's true.
Like, I don't know if 13.
I don't know what the market price is.
I don't
right
know
now.
What the margins are.
I don't know
are.
If that's
like,
high or low. See, this is like.
This is when we need Sienna.
Yeah, Sienna would know. Yeah. Like,
see, this would have been the perfect story for when Sienna's
yeah,
here.
That's true. And, I mean, like, you're married and you have a girlfriend, but, like, I'm sure you guys don't, like, talk market price of
no that's a casual morning conversation. What's the going rate for a,
what's the going
for a
rate?
Tube of lipstick?
I
is
know.
That what you call them? Tubes?
Is it a tube? Is it a
I don't
stick
even know.
Of lipstick? A lipstick
I'm always
stick?
Yeah, I always have to go to Sephora with the wife, and I'm always on my phone. I don't know what I'm doing there. I'm always surprised by all the weird names of all the different brands.
I do want to go to something that we've been talking about, Taylor Swift.
Uh-huh.
But you know how Taylor Swift's lucky number is 13? She's got all these weird things where she was like, oh, every time I've won a Grammy, I've been in the 13th row.
Mm-hmm.
My first album went whatever, gold, platinum, double platinum
on
the 13th or something like that. Or she turned 13 on.
Lots
of 13s. You know who's also number 13?
Brock Purdy.
Dude, don't even get me. Have you seen all the conspiracy theories about this?
Dude, I sent them to you on Instagram.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, I kept. Well, I watched that, and I'm like, I'm seeing this all over. There's like so many other reels too about this.
Yeah.
Like, it's all conspiracy. Like, they're playing the 49ers. 4 + 9 = 13. It's like 13 hours to travel from.
Tokyo to Vegas.
They're playing on February 11th, which is
2 + 11 = 13.
It's just too many.
Do you think if the Niners beat the Chiefs, 13 is no longer lucky for her?
I don't know. I think at that point she'll just break up with him to keep her lucky number 13 good. Like, oh, this wasn't a part of that. Just to keep it her lucky number, but
imagine the score of the game is like 13-10 or something. Like,
oh,
what if the Chiefs score 13?
If the Chiefs only score 13 points, then win the
Super
Bowl.
That's how you know, like, something's going on.
That's the worst outcome.
That would be the most boring Super Bowl.
It's 13-0, and that's the Chiefs
that's
win.
It. Yeah.
Oh,
and then,
my gosh.
And then the Niners just somehow like get 9 points like off of the field goals, and you're just like. Oh, 13-9, great. What a game. I highly doubt that, though, but man, I would not enjoy that.
I wouldn't enjoy it either.
Especially being at work and like doing our work potluck and like having to watch three and out, punt. You know, I need some scoring.
Need some scoring in there.
We're both offensive guys, so like we like scoring and we like run plays and we like good offense personally.
I never considered that the 13 could be a score, you know, like that's gonna happen now that we said it.
Yep.
You know?
I think it will. I'm sure the refs know that.
Because what is it? They only need to score one touchdown, kick an extra point, kick a field
goal.
Two field goals.
Yeah.
No. That's all they need. Touchdown, two field goals.
That sounds awful.
That does sound awful. I would not wish that upon anyone.
No.
But saying that, that's like what scores in my conference look like sometimes when it got real cold. Like, you just scrape by and get what you can.
Yeah, yeah.
But, I mean, I think the game is going to be spicy.
I think it is going to be spicy, Kyle.
Yeah?
How spicy, Kyle?
I think it's going to be Coca-Cola spiced spicy, guys.
Whoa.
Oh, my
goodness. This
wow,
out.
Look at
Coca-Cola
that.
Is making one of its latest specialty flavors permanent.
I don't know
Spiked
how I feel about it.
Is a new soda that blends the taste of Coke with raspberry and spice flavors. Coke's vice president of marketing said the soda was selected because it's, quote, all about being on category trend and responsive to our customer preferences who are craving bolder flavors. The new drink will be available in both cans and various sizes of bottle. Coca-Cola Spice goes on sale February 19th in the U.S. and Canada.
So I included this story because, I mean, are you gonna drink a spicy Coca-Cola?
I've never heard of this, guys. This is the first time.
No thanks.
It's a little weird. This is the first spice drink I think I've ever heard of. Like,
I don't get it. I just don't get it.
A spicy drink? Wow.
Like, not to sound, I mean.
Isn't Coke, like, already kind of like, or like soda is kind of like spicy water?
A little bit of the carbonation.
Yeah.
I don't know what else they want from it. I mean, just give us raspberry Coke, right? Like, what makes it the spiced?
I don't know. I don't know what is making it spiced. I don't really know. I don't really want to know what it tastes like, honestly. I feel like that would ruin my, favoritism of Coca-Cola. I mean, I'm not the biggest fan of
like,
Coke.
Are you a Coke or Pepsi guy?
I think more of a Pepsi, honestly.
Right. Really?
I do like a cherry Coke, though.
That is true.
A cherry Coke is good.
Better than a cherry
Guys,
Pepsi.
I'm about to hit you with the best soda of all time.
Okay.
Dr. Pepper.
Oh.
How could you guys leave that one out?
I can get down with a Dr. Pepper. I
don't know.
Dr.
Pepper?
That's a Texas specialty right
there. Is that a Texas?
I've been to the Dr. Pepper Museum. They have one in Waco, Texas.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Do you get
Dr. Pepper at the end? Or
like, is it a tasting test?
Oh, yeah.
That's actually really old-timey,
like where they like make the carbonated water first and then put the syrup in it.
Oh, see, that would be actually kind of
cool.
Yeah.
I always see those TikToks of that old-timey diner in like New York or something making the Coke, mixing it in. So Dr. Pepper, Davis, what is your? We can broaden our since we're on the topic of soda. We're gonna broaden our horizons here.
Yeah.
Davis, what is your favorite soda or preferred soda? I want to open this up to
McDonald's Sprite.
Oh,
the carbonation. There's something different, and I've looked it up. I think it's something to do with the carbonation that they do with their Sprites. It makes it like a little extra bubbly or
it does
fizzy.
Hit.
Like
it does.
I don't know why. If I'm feeling tired, I'm not going for a Coke. I'm going to McDonald's and getting a Sprite. Long drive. That's how I stay awake.
That's a good answer.
Go to right there.
I know you said Dr. Pepper, but is that your go-to favorite of all time?
Okay. Probably either that or like a good classic root beer, you know?
Oh, okay. You
know, I really only have root beer with ice cream, if I'm going to be honest
with
you.
Yeah, like a root beer float.
Root beer float's good.
When I was younger, my mom every summer would buy me like a Costco pallet of like root beer bottles, and that was like my soda limit for the summer. And so having it's a hot day, you know, I'm out running around on my bike and stuff. I come in, I open up a a root beer, you know, a good end of the day. Either that or Dr. Pepper, you know.
Kick your feet up, a good end of the day. That's the life, man.
Turn on baseball, watch the Rangers.
I will say, my childhood being here in Hawaii, I never really drank soda growing up.
Interesting.
I was always a fruit punch or like the canned juice that we have here in Hawaii. That was my preferred drink of choice. It was really only until like maybe my senior year of high school to definitely into college, because I really had no options. But it's when I really started drinking soda, which is kind of bonkers to me, if I have to be honest. But I will say I do love Mountain Dew, but more specifically Mountain Dew Baja Blast from Taco Bell.
Aren't they making that like bottled?
Really?
They do it. They used to. Okay, this is a big boy moment right here. The fact that I know this information is crazy. But prior to this year, they were bottling and selling Baja Blast outside of Taco Bell on like a limited basis, like summertime here and there. But now I believe it's going to be a permanent option in like grocery stores, which I am excited for. But I still don't think it's the same as like rolling up to a Taco Bell asking for a large Baja Blast with your chicken quesadilla. Like I can't beat, you can't beat that.
You can't beat it. You can't beat it.
Yeah.
And you know what, guys? I gotta beat it because I gotta.
Real quick though, I know we kind of talked about it, but your pick for the Super Bowl, real quick.
Okay, so 49ers. I really think if you're gonna bring in all these new fans, you gotta give them a taste of greatness.
Oh wait. Let's go pick and score.
Pick and score.
What do you think the score is gonna be?
49ers 17, Chiefs 10.
Ooh, interesting.
A close one and a low-scoring game. Well, thank you, Drew Davis, for stopping by. He's got to go do the news now.
I gotta disappear. Yeah. Are we doing the
thing? Yes,
yeah. Ready? One, two, three.
Whoa. Oh, my gosh.
Dude, what just happened?
He's just too good. He's Mr. First Alert.
He is First Alert right there.
That was a First Alert move right there. But I will say, thanks again for Drew Davis.
We'll have to have him back on.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. He's going to be one of our reoccurring characters for sure.
I could see it.
I love having Drew on. But, he gave us his pick for the Super Bowl and the score prediction. And I want to show this graphic. This was from last week's episode. This was our picks.
Kyle Chenin with that graphic right there.
Oh, thanks, Davis.
That is good right there.
Davis is responsible for all of that cool intro that you see for the Super Bowl. That's all Davis.
I was making that up. I really didn't know.
What?
I said I didn't really know what I was doing with that intro. I was just making it up as I went.
Exactly, and that's the perfect thing. And it came out great, dude.
So thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Kyle.
Of course.
Appreciate it.
Here you can see our picks from last week. Sienna going for the Chiefs, myself for the Chiefs, KC, Kyle Chenin, No, I'm kidding. But and then Davis with the Niners. But we asked Drew the score prediction. So Davis, what is your score prediction?
You know, asking Drew that, I was then thinking in my mind, I'm like, you know, what would my score prediction be? It's tough. I mean, I really think it's going to be a close game. I mean, these are two high-powered offenses that I'm sure are going to be going at it with each other. So I think it could be a high-scoring game.
Mm-hmm.
I almost want to go. Ooh, this is just so tough. I don't want to be wrong here.
Uh-oh.
You know what? We're going to go 28-31 Niners.
Okay. It's actually funny that you say that, because I was thinking 31-28 Chiefs.
Chiefs, really?
Yeah, I agree. I obviously am taking the Chiefs.
It's going to be a close game.
I just think I agree with you. It's going to be a high-scoring game, but it's also going to be a close game. It's not going to be – I feel like it won't be a blowout either way, but, yeah, that's the score prediction I'm going with. We'll also get Sienna's reaction and score prediction as well. and we'll post that graphic up later. But, man, this is going to be a fun one, Davis.
This is going to be a fun one. You and I are working. I know, I mean, it's going to be hard to work and also, not get distracted the game.
It's a good thing that my job is technically watching the game.
Yeah, your job is watching the game.
That's honestly one of the perks of doing sports reporting. It's just like, oh, what did you do today? Oh, I just watched the Super Bowl with my friends, my buddies. Yeah. But yeah, it's going to be fun and we'll be here and there's going to be a lot of coverage throughout the entire day. I know, Sunrise Weekends will be having special reports from our crews out there. I'll be on Sunrise Mornings on Sunday to kind of preview the game. And then we have our regular newscasts 5, 9, and 10. And then we also have a 6 PM newscast directly after the Super Bowl on KGMB. And just, there's more.
There's more. Kyle,
there's more.
Kyle's been working on a little something, haven't you, Kyle? Working on a little. Kyle's, are you going to get into a suit?
I got a suit, Davis.
Kyle's going to be behind the desk, everyone.
Suit and tie. I'm going to be in studio.
That suit and tie? Timberlake?
Little Justin Timberlake? Suit and tie action. Yes, it's the Showdown in Vegas post-game wrap at 9:30 on KGMB. Going to lead right into our 10 o'clock. Gonna
That's
be
exciting.
Everything Super Bowl related, NFL, anything under the sun, really. It's my show.
You're running this show.
I'm running the show.
He's got the suit on.
The help of Jesse, our amazing producer. She will be my producer as well. But it was funny. My initial instructions from our management was, hey, there is a slot from 9:30 to 10 that needs to be filled. It's all you. And I'm like,
it's all you.
Oh, okay. And then I started getting ideas. I didn't know what to do. Yada, yada, yada. Went to Men's Warehouse. I asked you, right? Like, hey, where did you get your suit for your wedding? And you're like, I rented it. But I was like, oh, okay. I don't think I should rent.
We had to rent it. It was actually very easy to rent it. They have like this whole online thing. Yeah, everyone could like put in their sizes. So for the wedding, actually, it was very, very useful.
Very simple.
Very simple. Yeah.
Like just put in your sizes and your measurements and you just go pick it up.
Yeah. And especially for the wedding, too, because all the groomsmen, they're all from different places. So all in California. So, of course, they couldn't get fitted here.
Right.
And so I created an account with Men's Warehouse and then. Over in California, those men's warehouses,
right, they
were able to get the sizes, and then it goes like directly in the system.
Oh, that's actually really cool.
And then we could pick it up here.
Yeah. So. It was funny when I went to go buy the suit. This is a little behind the scenes knowledge. If you watch this episode and then you notice something on Sunday, this is why. So I found a jacket that fit off the rack, but the sleeves are just the slightest bit too long.
Okay. All right.
And I asked, hey, how long does it take to tailor this stuff? And they're like, oh, 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, well, I kind of need it next week. So that didn't happen. So if you notice that I'm like, my arms are always going to be crossed or folded, that's kind of why I don't want to show off too much of the extra long suit jacket arms, but it'll be cool.
It'll look great. I've never
worn a suit before on camera.
Pretty good.
I graduated, went to prom, all that. But still, this is a big step.
It is a big step.
I'm grown up.
Yeah. You're a grown up behind the desk. You're running the show.
Running the show.
Any sneak peeks for listener viewers? What can they expect?
They can expect highlights from the game, more info from our guys on the ground, Steve, Casey, Lynn Coano, like those guys will be part of the show. Got some fun things lined up as far as, Lahaina Luna and, just talking in general about Hawaii players in the NFL this season. So it'll be fun. It'll be great. It'll be a great time. Promise.
Side tangent. Yeah. Steve and Casey.
Yeah.
Let me just say how jealous I've been of them.
Yeah.
This entire time. I think I was watching our sunrise show today. Literally their first sunrise hit, they're eating like breakfast together. They had the camera set up. If any of you guys didn't see it, they had the camera set up and they're eating like pancakes and like food right there while they're doing their live hit. I'm like, what is this? Like, are they even working? What are they doing over here?
I'm just super jealous about the food part. Because, I mean, they're having the time of their lives, and I couldn't be more happy for them, but also too jealous as ever that they get to run around and have fun in Vegas. But and they've been – everyone out there, Sienna, Lynn, Casey, Steve.
Oh, yeah.
One of our photographers, Peter. They've been putting out really amazing stories.
They have,
so much great stuff. And, hey, we've been on work trips, and we know how much that can be.
A lot of work goes into it.
A lot of work.
That's for sure.
Behind the scenes. But they've been doing an amazing job. But we are jealous that they got to eat on camera. And
I think it's time for us here to go on another road trip, Kyle.
I think it's time for another Kyle Davis trip.
I think it's time. That's what the people want.
The last time was for the men's national championship, men's volleyball national championship. In your backyard in L.A.
That was a good trip.
That was a good
Hollywood
trip.
Hollywood sign, waffles, burrito, lots of breakfast burritos.
We ate a lot of breakfast burritos.
It was a
in
lot
California.
Of breakfast burritos. A
lot of Chick-fil-A, a lot of In-N-Out.
All that good stuff.
Santa Monica Pier. What else did we do?
There really wasn't any reason for us to go to Santa Monica
there
Pier.
There really wasn't.
But it was such a cool shot.
It was like, there's a breakfast spot in Santa Monica. Our sunrise hits will be in on the pier, just cause. But
just
it was
cause.
Cool to see the pier.
Oh, it was really cool.
I've never
awesome
been. That was the first time.
Yeah.
I've never been to the pier.
It was an awesome live shot, actually.
It was. I think, guys, Davis doesn't. I just need to give Davis his flowers right now.
What?
When he's my photographer on these live hits or on these road trips, he makes these shots look so incredible. He did Santa Monica Pier, the Hollywood sign. He found this is locals only spot to get a perfect view of the Hollywood sign with little to no foot traffic. It was so amazing.
That was a good angle of the Hollywood sign. You never can tell. Sometimes it gets a little cloudy up there, but that day that we went, that was like a really nice day.
It was a it was a pretty day, and like It was funny because, like, I posted a full body picture. You took a picture of me.
Yeah.
And, like, I think more people were shocked. Not because we were in L.A. at the Hollywood sign.
Yeah.
They were more shocked that I was wearing jeans.
Yeah, I know.
Like,
same.
Everybody knows this is another behind the scenes. Most times I'm just wearing, like, shorts to work.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all don't need to see my legs in camera. So I'm just wearing shorts. But, like, the fact that everybody was so almost up in arms, like, what?
Oh, yeah,
you're wearing
totally
jeans. Like, guys, it's a bit chilly. It was like 60 degrees in California that week.
It was a little cold.
It was a little cold for May, but yeah, Davis is a wizard.
Well, thank you, Kyle.
On the computer when it comes to editing and doing the podcasts, but he's also a wizard behind the camera, folks.
Wow.
Don't ever let him tell you otherwise.
Well, thank you, Kyle. I appreciate that.
Of course, dude. I have to give you your flowers.
That was nice.
I have to give you your flowers.
Especially since Valentine's Day is right around the corner.
Maybe we should do a Valentine's Day episode.
Get hearts in here.
Yes.
That'd
dress
be pretty
up,
good.
We grab like angel wings and a halo.
Little angel wings.
And a little bow and arrow. I think
this is what happens.
This
is what happens. Once Kyle and I start going, we just keep going.
We don't stop.
Start brainstorming for the next episode.
Yeah,
so
y'all better stay tuned.
Yeah,
but,
stay tuned. Watch the follow the Instagram, of course.
Follow the
too.
Instagram. Follow along online. And I think
everywhere.
Since we're talking about that, I think this is where we leave it off.
This is a good episode.
This is a good episode.
We'll have to see what happens in the Super Bowl.
We will have to recap next week when our crew returns. We will hear from them, obviously, but again, thank you so much for listening or watching to this episode of HNN Overtime. To watch or listen, or excuse me, to listen to any of our other episodes, you can head to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get the rest of our HNN podcasts. And for the video version, that's on the HNN YouTube channel. And like we said, follow HNN Overtime on Instagram, no spaces. For Davis Pittner, I'm Kyle Chinin. Thanks so much for listening and watching. Aloha.
This podcast is sponsored by Happy Warrior Kava. Be a happy warrior. Drink, relax, and enjoy the strong and smooth taste of the best-selling kava in the islands. Happy Warrior Kava.